and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live from Studio B, it's the Jonathan Wright Show. Find it right here at revolution.radio.
The secret kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the secret kindergarten. Saturdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that. What? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Христос воскресе!
Thank you. It is Monday. And it is 4 minutes. No. Screwed it up already. 4 hours and 8 minutes into the afternoon on the East Coast. That makes it 1,300 hours, 8 minutes into the afternoon here on the West Coast on the 26th day of February 2024. I'm Real Clone number 16. And maybe your chakras are clear now. Wasn't that a nice, lovely audio interlude that you heard? It just sort of gets the energy in the right place. At least for me. For some people, it scares them. Anyway, we've got a Fulford report today. Bitcoin's up. Cryptos are generally in the green direction. Bitcoin's as high its highest point, around 54,000 or so since 2021. So we'll see if it can stay up there. And yeah. Regulators are yapping, and Jamie Dimon is all about serious about AI. I'm looking at the AI news this last couple of days. I saw that there's quite a bit of advancements. I mean, I don't look at it every day. But it's like you'd think a year went by. There's really some cool stuff in the video advancement, which means you're not going to be able to tell reality from fiction. But hey. A lot of us can't tell that already, so it's all par for the course. And we better start learning how to use the AI so that we can program it to be build defense systems when they try to the powers that be try to come over and take over all our neighborhoods by force, or you know, you have people from in other lands coming to invade you. You have some sort of way to counteract what's going on, but most people are too dumb to figure that out. So. You'll get what you deserve. Hey, did you hear about Tucker Carlson? Russian forces reportedly arrested a man for a planned attack on Tucker, allegedly orchestrated by the Ukrainian intelligence. The plot allegedly involved an IED targeting Carlson's vehicle at the Four Seasons Hotel. The suspect reportedly admitted to receiving $4,000 for the attack's execution after being caught. That's out of Intel drop. So same thing that, well, MO kind of that was happened with Daria Dugina, which is Alexander Dugin's daughter. Not sure if she was the target or actually he was the target. I think he was the target. But car bomb, IED, blah, 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 because you're on the kill list, right? Because the Ukrainians are really great people. I mean, not all Ukrainians are bad, but they're, you know, I'm sure there were some good Nazis in Germany too. No, I'm serious. They probably just called themselves Nazis or whatever. I'm not saying that Ukrainians are Nazis or all Ukrainians are Nazis or Nazis are good or Nazis are bad. I'm just saying there's good and bad folk everywhere you look. Yeah, I'm sure there's some good cops, there's some good government people. Hell, I'm sure there's some good people somewhere in Freedom Slips radio station. There's probably some good hosts, probably some bad ones too. That's the way it goes. I'm sure there's good humans out there somewhere in the general populace. There's probably some good people on Twitter or X now. I'm sure there's some bad people too. There's probably some good people singing in the choirs and churches, bad people as well. Take the good and the bad. Just judge a tree by its fruits. Yeah. And there's too many people out there who think they know people. There's like people halfway or all the way across on the other side of the earth thinking they know all about something going on with somebody or some group. And all they do is spout gossip. All they do is, right, I'm a parrot. I'm a parrot, right? I'm a parrot, right? Just making shit up as I go along, right? I'm just a parrot. But anyway. That's the mindset of a lot of simple-minded people. But that's okay. We'll just get right into the Fulford Report. What does he say? You think he's being positive thinking? Did you hear? Some guy died. One of those banker dudes. I'm not even going to mention his name because everybody knows who it is. I think that on The Simpsons, didn't they model, what's the guy, the rich guy on The Simpsons? Burns. Didn't they model Burns after that guy? Anyway, his family like was involved in like the Federal Reserve Bank and all these private banks and stuff. And I guess they're all blah, blah, blah about him. Whatever. Oh, the world's just going to crap. You know, we've got crimes against nature that are being celebrated and sanctioned. Oh, my God. Yeah. Unnatural. Unnatural. Just going against the natural order of things. Bunch of people in, like, fancy offices with nice suits, you know, talking about making rules, talking about, you know, treaties and things that they're just going to decide with for everybody. And we're all preoccupied watching the sports ball games. Ancient Rome, they made the Colosseum so that all the people wouldn't get their feathers ruffled too much and revolt. And so they had something to placate them. And that's what they do now with sports. They get everybody all riled up. And it's like this last Super Bowl thing. Imagine you could channel your energy into other things. Forget about the election. Let's get on with the Fulford Report. That's what he says. And the Fulford Report is the Fulford Report by Benjamin Fulford. Doesn't necessarily reflect my views or the views of Revolution Radio, Freedom Slips, or any of its appendages, hosts or chatters or producers. Or yeah, I think we've all got to lighten up, though. Okay, I've seen some tension going on in the last few days. Not just here, but outside of, you know, just in general. Okay, and that's all the way from the highest levels, like government, all the way down to our chat room and other places beyond. I think we all need it, all of us, myself included, need to take a big, deep breath and go, okay. We are all coming together, at least here at our little microcosm of Freedom Slips, for general like-minded interests, for the most part. And we've all got differences, and, you know, not all of us can get along and everything like that. But I think foundationally, we're all pretty good people, right? We're different flavors. And sometimes you don't mix chocolate with orange, okay? And, you know, but what really does go together well, and I discovered this by accident, the Red Bull Yellow, after you eat a bunch of Ramyun Shin Black noodle soup with the spicy flavor, there's a weird aftertaste. I mean, you a spicy flavor, you go, blah, 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 and then you drink the Red Bull Yellow, and there's this weird sweet sour craziness going on aftertaste. It's like candy. It goes from one thing you think it's going to turn into something weird, and then it turns into something else weird, and you're like, hey, or at least I'm like, hey, I like this. I like this. So anyway, we're all different flavors. I think we all need to just relax. It's still relatively short into the new year. Let's let bygones be bygones, whatever they are gone, and let's just try to get along, because look, man, they want us divided and fighting on every single level. And I don't want to see people, like, especially around the radio station and stuff like that. You know, I don't want to see everybody with strife. I like a lot of people. I think I enjoy seeing people come in and talk and have, you know, adult discourse and stuff. And, yeah, sometimes it gets a little out of hand. But I think sometimes we could just let the fires burn themselves out. Sometimes you say, you know, let the plant grow, whatever it is. Just let it flow. Just take a deep breath. The hell am I trying to say? I'm trying to say the Fulford Report is by Benjamin Fulford. By definition, it's his report. Here we go. I'm going to take a sip of this. He says, forget about the election and let's get this over with now. Here's a video that was sent to us ahead of the live launch. Apparently, this is preparation for the final and official announcement of the death of King Charles.
Here we go.
This is incredible. Now, from what I can see, this is the Blues and Royals Regiment carrying the colour. Now, this is super rare. You don't often see this at all. Just popped out of nowhere. So I wonder what's going on. This is incredible. So we're in the middle of central London, just off St. James's Park on the Mall. Now, often the White Horse comes out when the King is present, but for what I can see, the King isn't around at the moment, and how I know that is the Royal Standard should be flying, but it's not flying right now. It's a Union flag that's flying, so I don't know why we're seeing what we're seeing right now. Just incredible. Now it looks like the colour, which is the flag, is covered in a waterproof outer, like a coat. So that indeed is to protect the colour if it is raining. Now why these three guards are riding down the middle of the Mall right now, I have no idea. That was a complete surprise. So this is definitely a rare sighting, as the monarch is not in today. Never ever seen this happen before.
Okay, that's all I have. So they're riding the horses. The White Horse only comes out with the King, and they're holding the King's collar, but it's not flying. It's protected by a black coat. You know, you don't see it. It's all wrapped up like an umbrella. But they're still holding it up. Like they're, you know, it's a ceremonial kind of thing, and they're all in their pomp and circumstance. But where's the King? Back to the Fulford Report. The White Dragon Society has a message for U.S. President Donald Trump. Put up or shut up. If Trump is the commander-in-chief of the U.S. military and the 2020 election was stolen, what is he doing promising change in November and not now? Why is Biden's horror show going on? Many people, such as Steve Bannon and Field Marshal-in-Waiting Douglas MacGregor, are asking similar questions.
To every working-class Democrat and populist in the Democratic Party, when we get to the White House and go through and adjudicate the fact that 2020 was stolen and this illegitimate regime, what they've done to destroy this country, nobody that loved this country would do what he's doing to the country, would they? Would anybody think about it for a second? What if our framers came back here, came back today, and saw 10 million illegal alien invaders that they have gamed the system to bring here? Nobody. Give me that again, ma'am. Lock them up. All of them. Garland, Ray, Biden, all of them. Mayorkas. What they did to this country is unforgivable. And we will not forget it, and we will never forgive it until justice is done.
MacGregor warns that the U.S. Congress wants to allow illegal immigrants to serve in the U.S. military. When your potential enemies penetrate your own defense mechanism, you are essentially screwed, warns a Pentagon source. And we have this out of from Douglas MacGregor. It says, an American army composed of illegal migrants that serves for pay is more dangerous to American liberty than any foreign invading army. Give illegal migrants weapons and the right to vote, they will disarm American citizens and impose dictatorship. If Americans won't join the armed forces to fight, it's because the conflicts after 9/11 made no sense and there was no intention to win. It's time to take the fight in another direction.
drain the D.C. swamp. Additionally, Representative Byron Donalds is calling on President Biden to resign or be removed from office, saying Kamala Harris needs to lead the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment. Now, Italian television is openly mocking Joe Biden.
Buonasera, Presidente Biden. Presidente. Good evening, Mr. President Biden. President. Here we are, President Biden. Qui.
They got an old guy that looks like Biden walking around like he's got dementia on stage, can't find the podium. You know, like Joe Biden.
Here.
Yes, yes. Good evening. Buonasera.
Yes.
Yes. Eh?
I said to the president of Israel,
sì.
Mikhail Gorbachev.
No, no, non è Gorbachev, non è Gorbachev, il presidente dell'Israele, no, no.
Sorry, Michael Jordan.
No, 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 no.
When
no.
he went to the moon.
Quando è andato sulla luna.
And he was shot from Dallas.
Ma non hanno sparato a lui a Dallas, quello è Kennedy. No, sia fermo, fermo, presidente. Presidente.
Long shot from Dallas to the moon.
Si sta confondendo con Kennedy.
14 sì. Millions.
Sì.
Miles. 40.
Vabbè, ma non è lui, presidente. Mr. President.
His wife.
La moglie.
Tried to bring him.
No, ma quello è Kennedy.
Into the cabriolet, do you?
No, no, sta facendo confusione, presidente.
Yes.
Sta facendo confusione, evidente.
Sorry.
Sì.
It wasn't the moon.
Non è andato
sulla luna. It was Mars.
No.
Mars Attack.
Ma che Mars Attack? No.
Beautiful film.
Eh?
Where Netanyahu sang.
No, ma Netanyahu, no. Netanyahu è
il presidente di Israele.
Non cantava.
Over.
E vuole
the cantare. Garage.
No, The Rainbow era. Vabbè.
He's opened by this.
Cosa fa? Dove va, presidente? Cosa fa? Presidente? Mr. President. No, you going? Stay quiet. Ecco. Okay. No. Please. Cosa sta dicendo? Cosa sta facendo?
È
la valigetta dei codici atomici quella.
No.
Lei non sta bene? No.
No.
Gli hanno fatto grosso.
I forgot to take the pills.
No, ma non sono le pillole, non sono
no,
le
medicine. No, I called the nurse.
No.
And he hit a button and everything, when the nuke went off. Yeah, so, wow. Got, you know, foreign TV, that's what they think of our president. Lots of respect for the guy. Yeah. So why is he still here? Well, the answer is that the Khazarian mafia is playing for time, saying Trump will catch the bad guys in November, so please wait until then. We have, for example, you can see Democratic Senator Chucky Schumer is caught on microphone saying, I know I can blame the Republicans and MAGA, I'm a professional. He talks to a masked fake Biden about delaying the legislation. Okay, so there are subtitles and you can kind of hear a little bit what he's saying, but the quality is so bad that I don't think you can make it out over the radio. But I'll play it. It's only a minute. He's basically saying, yeah, I've done it for 6 years now and I can keep doing it. I think Biden says my problem is all those voices pushing for reform are getting pretty loud. Cops, lawyers, and something else. And he says, I even have Mike Tyson calling out my bullshit. That's what it says.
I mean, I can barely make out what he's saying. Anyway, we'll go on with the report here. If you see someone claiming to be Donald Trump, ask him why he doesn't arrest Biden immediately. Also ask, will you hold war crimes tribunals for vaccine criminals? Also ask him if he's going to have a jubilee and return the $363,000 that was stolen from every American in the central bank scam. If he answers yes, then he's real. If he answers no or avoids the question, then he is an actor playing the Pied Piper in front of the patriots, leading them away from the real action. Remember, there is a fake Donald Trump out there trying to ruin the reputation of a true patriot. We need to act now because multiple sources are warning that the Khazarian mafia is planning some kind of horrific massacre for, well, guess when? Guess when? When is disaster month? When has it always been? April. April is disaster month. No, like, you know, the whole thing. There's all the bad stuff happens in April. Forgive me, no disrespect to anybody that has a birthday in April, because I know several people that do. I mean, but that's the month that was picked. All right. Anyway, a horrific massacre is planned by the Khazarian Mafia in April that they will try to blame on a meteorite. Oh, is that when it's going to crash? This means we'll need to finish them off before then. Who are they? Here is a partial list of people who should be immediately arrested. I'll read the names. Hillary Clinton Rockefeller, Bill Clinton Rockefeller, Nancy Pelosi, John Podesta Rockefeller, John Brennan, James Comey, Maxine Waters, Adam Schiff, Hunter Biden, George Bush, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Huma Abedin, Bill Gates, Anthony Vannier, Alex Soros, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, Chuck Schumer, Kamala Harris, Robert Mueller, Mike Pence, Joe Biden, James Clapper, Lloyd Austin, Liz Cheney, John Kerry, Justin Castrodeau, Loretta Lynch, Andrew McKay, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, James Baker, Eric Holder, Tony Podesta Rockefeller, Susan Rice, Harry Reid, Paul Ryan, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I can't even say her name without almost gagging. Sally Yates, Mitt Romney, Jerry Nadler, Klaus Schwab Rothschild, Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, Sally Yates, Andrew Cuomo, Herbert Raymond McMaster, Deborah Birx, Mark Zuckerberg, Nikki Haley, Volodymyr Zelensky, David Rockefeller Jr., Chrystia Freeland, Ursula von der Leyen, Olaf Scholz, Emmanuel Macron Rothschild, Bridget Macron Rothschild, Rishi Sunak, Rahm Emanuel. This is just a partial list. Any politician or public figure who supports the obviously genocidal and satanic regimes of Ukraine equals Khazaria and Netanyahu himself. Netanyahu himself called Israel a war criminal. Well, I think it's the translation. Israel called Netanyahu himself a war criminal, and these people must be arrested immediately. Additionally, if any company such as Google, Apple, or Microsoft is caught using computer graphics to make it appear that these people are still in leadership positions, then the executives of those companies should be arrested. Now, we have a little thing I'll just put in the chat room. It's the graphic that Ben has in here showing the Ukrainian crest, Ukraine, the Moloch symbol, and the Khazarian Tamga. Just for fun, we'll put it in there in the chatty chat room at Matrix. Oh, did we say hello to everybody? We didn't say hello to everybody. Gear Jammer. Who else we got? We got Comet, WD and Irish, Surrey Sunflower, Memes, Maisry 139, Lady Horse 1957, Noreen, H, Bats, Man, Flea, Shermanator, May Street 139, Pat's Krolik, Popsicle Toes. Who else? Did I say memes? Let's scroll up a little further. Lavender Streams, Cannon Sanders, Futurist. Now we're going into the wee hours in the morning. Okay. back to the Fulford Report. We did not include Illuminati councilman and Rothschild clan chief David René de Rothschild on this list because he promised to hand over Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street. This will return control of 90% of corporations worldwide to the people. However, when we contacted him last week and asked when this would happen, we received the answer he was unavailable because he was on a ski holiday. In other words, he hid in a Swiss banker, or a Swiss bunker. A Swiss banker in a Swiss bunker? So this may be related to the reported death of... Oh, you're going to make me say his name today? I wasn't even going to say his name. The guy, you know. The guy. Meanwhile, another member of the family, Emmanuel Macron de Rothschild, the so-called president of France, cannot appear in public without being captured by a lynch mob and hanged on the spot. That's what the French farmers in the video we have tried to do when they learned he was going to appear at an agricultural fair. I mean, the French get a kind of a bad rap because of, like, a lot of people say World War II, you know. It's like, but I wouldn't want to get in the middle of a bunch of angry French people, okay? They're the ones that did, like, well, you saw what they did with the, what's her name? Marie Antoinette and all that, and they're hanging people. And yeah, this, there's, yeah, don't mess with the French when they really get going. It's kind of like typical white people. It takes a lot to really, really get there. They say, you know, whatever, smack, 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 smack. And then they just go crazy. All right. We hear that many so-called Western leaders are also in hiding for fear of lynch mobs. Any leader who is now allegedly in Ukraine is likely in hiding. They include Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, and Prime Minister of Belgium, Alexander De Croo. Perhaps they are hiding because our white hat sources in Western agencies and Asian secret societies say some huge event is imminent. For example, a member of the White Dragon Society who met with Japanese Emperor Naruhito last week was told that a major financial/political event was about to take place on the 15th of March. Asian sources of the Red and Green secret societies also promised an anniversary event in China around the same time. The dates have appeared time and time again in the past, so don't believe it until you see it, but it's safe to say that high-ranking sources are making big promises. Readers can contribute without paying taxes. The IRS is a private company based in Puerto Rico. Not only is there no law requiring most Americans to file individual tax returns, but the Internal Revenue Service was not even created by an act of Congress. Alex Mina, an IRS employee, tells O'Keefe Media Group reporter that the IRS is harassing the little people and ruining people's lives by using artificial intelligence technology to spy on American citizens and company bank accounts without search warrants or evidence. Waiving your taxes will help you celebrate your anniversary. Unless some kind of anniversary announcement is made, civil collapse is inevitable. Oh, wasn't tax day? When is tax day? Did that just happen? And isn't it? Oh, did you file? Did you file like a good citizen? Everybody in the chat room, did you file your taxes? Huh? Did you obey? Let's start with the evidence of a political crime that has now become public knowledge. Here we saw the clearly fake Donald Trump meet with Argentine President Javier Milei, whose name means Malik equals judgment equals Satan. and praised him for stealing money from poor Argentines to give to the Khazarian mafia. He just created a budget surplus to pay the bankers, depriving the poor of food money, pushing half of Argentinians into poverty. Speaking of juggernaut Malieka, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is actually called Ben Zion Malikowski. And that is true. Look that up. It is true that Malikowski is actually the name that both their fathers share, which is kind of weird, right? It's just, I'm sure it's a coincidence. They've already debunked it on the internet. Which means something like son of juggernaut or son of Satan. Netanyahu held an Israel victory conference featuring Rabbi Uzi Sharbaf, a Jewish supremacist who was mysteriously released despite being sentenced to life in prison for the mass murder of Palestinians. These people are closely associated with the mass murderer Nazis who also support the genocide of Volodymyr Zelensky. Meanwhile, thousands of children are being killed in Gaza while former CIA chief Mike Pompeo dances with Israeli soldiers. What exactly was he celebrating? Well, they're certainly happy. This is the same Pompeo who said, "I was the director of the CIA and we lied, cheated, and stole."
When I was a cadet, what's the cadet motto at West Point? You will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It's like we had entire training courses. It reminds you of the glory of the American experiment.
Well, I guess that's sanctioned by some people for certain reasons, right? Another man who doesn't bother to hide his crimes is Congressman Andy Ogles. Is that how you say his name? Ogles? Ogles? Who said in response to photographs of child victims in Gaza, "We should, quote unquote, kill them all."
You've seen footage of
shredded children's bodies, and that's my taxpayer dollars.
I'm going to bomb
those kids.
So I think we should kill them all. If that makes you feel better, right? Everybody, come on.
Yes.
This is the mindset of people that are in significant places of power, if you will, that have the ability to affect lives, literally the life and death of people. But you are supposed to be careful what you say. Be careful. You don't hurt somebody's feelings. We got to be very careful we don't slip into the authoritarian mindset, because exactly what they want us to do, and it's easy to do. I sometimes have caught myself moving toward that, like, we can't ban TV. We should, but we can't. That would be authoritarian. Anyway, back to the Fulford Report before I start rambling. If I don't finish, there's nothing in the next hour, so we might just go over time. I'll finish the report, and then I'll leave. Anyway, here is another example of a poisoned ghost, according to the translation. A poisoned ghost. It's an interesting expression. Poison ghosts. Meanwhile, the Khazarian mafia's fake Biden circus vetoed a draft UN Security Council Freudian slip. UN Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire thanks to the outgoing genocide. Why am I reading words that aren't there today? Somebody's beaming. Mess with you brain waves rays at me, I think. You ever see those people? There's like a few years ago, it was prominent. There was a bunch of videos of people like newscasters and stuff that I'm walking in the cobbled little cheese sandwich. Would just start saying, spewing gobbledygook, and they'd have a weird, concerned look on their face, like, I'm saying, I'm trying to talk, and I'm not, the words are not coming out right.
what's going on. You know, they were genuinely concerned. Maybe that's happening. I should look outside my window to see if there's a weird van sitting outside. Anyway, it's always like a plumber's van or electrician's van. They have like a ladder on top. The ladder is the antenna. or if it's a plumber's van or something, they have these tubes. And they, you know, these tubes, because they got to keep like pipes and things. Nah, that's the stuff. Anyway, back to the Fulford Report. Thanks to the ongoing genocide in the Gaza Strip, Israel's gross domestic product declined by 19.4% year on year in the last quarter of 2023. Now it has fallen further as the Houthis have stopped shipping traffic into the country. As an example, we have a video here of the sinking of a British tanker attacked by the Houthis in the Gulf of Aden. Okay, and it's a video of a ship that's listing to its side, and I guess eventually it's going to sink, but soon, hopefully, if we raise enough money, we'll be projecting video, and I could just say, go to our webpage at Freedom Slips or where Revolution.radio, and you'll see the video, because I'll just project it right to that. But we need to raise a little money to create a streaming server. We need $1,300. I don't think anybody's donated anything toward that. At least, to my knowledge, we have not received a dime. Wait a minute. No, there was somebody. I think Comet did put the first $50 toward it, if I'm not mistaken. But maybe there's a bunch of people that sent stuff in, and I just haven't heard about it or anything. So if you feel so inclined, if you think that would be cool, we need to raise some money so we can upgrade our equipment. Please. All right, I don't care. Whatever. You know, you may, but it doesn't matter to me. It's less work. If we don't do it, it's less work. I don't have to worry about it. How about that? So we'll let the chips fall where they may. If it's meant to be, you know, I'm not going to be like, I'll just be, hey, you know, it wasn't in the cards, or it was, here it goes. If the spirit of the universe says, hey, that's the way it should be, it'll fall into place. Back to the Fulford Report. The International Court was told that Israel is using an even more extreme version of apartheid in the Palestinian territories than was the case in South Africa before 1994. Apartheid, that's a Dutch word. It means apartness. The Jews are in turmoil, and the massive unrest currently occurring in Israel means that the days of the Nazi son of Satan and his puppets, Biden, are numbered. Another major satanic nest in Ukraine is also in serious trouble. It was once again confirmed that the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, illegally placed funds intended for Ukraine in the personal banks of Viktor Pinchuk and Ukrainian oligarch Ihor Kholomoysky. Most of these funds ended up in the Clinton Foundation, where they were used to bribe politicians. Since everything's connected, they all know each other. That's why they go to the same parties with what the Maria Rana Abramovich and all this other. And they, you know, let's all dance with Lucifer together. We also know that the Zelensky regime killed Ukrainians and sold their organs for sale in Ukraine. There's a thing here, a cornea, the eye is like 30,000. From 30,000 on up, you can get a set of lungs for 150 grand. If you want a heart, that's going to run you about 130,000. The liver, a little cheaper at 98,000. Hey, it's under six figures. We can get you a liver for just under 100 grand. And kidneys, they have a bargain. You get a two for one. You get both kidneys for just a low, low price of $62,000. Yes. Now, Polish intelligence tells us that the vampire Zelensky sold more than 1 million liters of blood from Ukrainian donors in the West. In addition, Russia discovered additional documents showing that thousands of people were involved in experiments conducted for large pharmaceutical companies such as Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Sanofi, GlaxoSmithKline, excuse me, and others.
Blood and other specimens were collected and sent to laboratories and clinics in Europe and the United States for testing. This was almost certainly done to produce biological weapons. According to Russian sources, other torture chambers and human experimentation facilities were discovered in the fallen Ukrainian fortress of Avdiivka. The fall of Avdiivka means Russia is now close to its goal of capturing Odessa, connecting Russia with Transnistria, reaching Transcarpathia, and handing it over to Hungary, thus sharing the border with Hungary, Polish intelligence sources say. According to former President Dmitry Medvedev, Russia will have to continue fighting Ukraine until it captures Kiev. Medvedev called the source of the threat an international group of opponents of Russia led by the United States, which, in his opinion, controls Kiev. Not surprisingly, a gloomy atmosphere reigned at the meeting, with no trace of former optimism among Western supporters of Ukraine. Speaking at the 60th Munich Security Conference on the 16th through the 18th of February, Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova said, "Germany really wants to get the hell out of this deep state cluster." A CIA source comments on the headline, "The German Bundestag opposed the supply of Taurus cruise missiles to Ukraine, 182 voted for, 480 voted nay against." And let's see, farmers from Germany, Belgium, and the Netherlands and France are helping to overthrow the satanic Zelensky regime by implementing a complete transport blockade of Ukraine. The protesters received police support and demanded that the Polish prime minister and other politicians benefiting from the dumping of Ukrainian grain come to the border in person to listen to their demands. In Spain, large crowds also took to the main streets of the Spanish capital of Madrid on Wednesday in support of local farmers. So you can get an idea, there's a lot of people there. This will affect Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street, which own 40% of Ukraine's arable land. China will also suffer because it bought about 3 million hectares of Ukrainian land the size roughly of Belgium. The fall of Ukraine will also lead to greater coverage of the mass murder campaign against the pandemic and the vaccination carried out by the Khazarian mafia through biolaboratories in the country. These were some of the worst war crimes in human history. The Global Vaccine Data Network has identified 100 million vaccine-injured individuals in just 8 countries. Also, on Thursday, Health Canada confirmed, in what one scientist called a confession of epic proportions, the presence of DNA contamination in Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccines, and also confirmed that Pfizer had not disclosed the contamination of the health agency. They say this like it's some sort of revelation. I mean, we've known about that for... Well, it's just a matter of course. Don't forget, it's that obvious. I mean, if you kind of study it on where the direction we've been going for the last couple of decades, duh. Don't forget, Bayer Pharmaceuticals president Stefan Ullrich admits that mRNA vaccines are cell and gene therapies and that without pandemic coercion, the public would not agree to take them.
Ultimately, the mRNA vaccines are an example for that cell and gene therapy. I always like to say, if we had surveyed 2 years ago in the public, would you be willing to take gene or cell therapy and inject it into your body, we would have probably had a 95% refusal rate. I think this pandemic has also opened many people's eyes to innovation in the way that was maybe not possible before.
I was thinking about something yesterday, I think it was, We'll get back to Pulford Report in a second. We got time. We'll roll right over the hour. Shortly after 9/11, I think it was, 2003, I think it was, maybe, 2-3, which was right after 2001, we had, at the end of 2001, we had the Twin Towers, and boom, the Patriot Act was just kind of ready. And then, we created Homeland Security. There wasn't a Homeland Security before that. And a lot of things changed. And that was also in 2003, I believe, was when SARS broke out. We had and they were starting to try their whole health kind of kick because after that, after the SARS thing, and you could go to the world. In fact, I think it's the World Economic Forum site that talks about. I know. I mean, what are you doing hanging out there? I'm learning stuff. Anyway, on their site, they talk about. How there were certain treaties that were put in place back then to sort of streamline the information exchange, let's say, between countries. Like, let's say we have an outbreak in some country, and now there's a sharing of information through these other back channels and, uniform, unified responses and blah, 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 blah. Bunch of gobbledygook. But basically problem, reaction, solution. Was back then they were practicing, and now this is, and I think the latest whole COVID thing was to, if they could have gotten away with getting humanity in line, then they would be happy. But I don't think that was exactly, it's sort of another dry run, a beta alpha run, if you will. It's a live exercise, but it's an alpha run, but also an implementation, because I've talked about the different phases, like they want the next generation. So they're being very aggressive. I guess maybe I'm having trouble articulating what I'm trying to say here, but the whole problem, reaction, solution, it's the same MO. It's the same method of operation, motive of operation, excuse me, that the UN Pact, this cartel, which is like the banking and the World Economic Forum and the world, anything in the world, these three letters, the UN, the UN, that sort of inverts everything. Isn't that interesting? UN, inversion, that undoes everything, undoes the harmony of the world. And then they have the World Bank, the world this, the world that. The international monetary, all of these, they're all the same people. They're all the same cartel. They're all the same group. Back to the Fulford Report. Now, they have started. I'm going to have to reject a call here in a second. Let me reject it. They have started introducing vaccines into the food supply. A lettuce vaccine bill has just been introduced. Representative Scott Sapiki of Tennessee says UC Riverside has already perfected the ability to add human vaccines to our salad. UC Berkeley has the ability to vaccinate tomatoes. Big Tobacco, RJ Reynolds and Company have improved the ability to inject human vaccines into tobacco products.
Can you give me an example of a food that's a vaccine?
You recognize?
Yes. University of California, Riverside has already perfected the ability to put human vaccines into our lettuce right now. Also, tomatoes has the ability to do that also for UC Berkeley. And then Big Tobacco, RJ Reynolds and stuff, has perfected the ability to put a human vaccine into tobacco products.
Chairman Clements?
And is that even legal to do in the state of Tennessee to sell those with a vaccine in them?
You recognize?
I'm not arguing that point. What I'm saying is there is no law deeming those that when you go into a grocery store, you should know as a consumer, this head of lettuce is a head of lettuce. The head of lettuce right next to it could contain a vaccine in it. All we're saying is if it does have the vaccine in it, make sure it's listed as a pharmaceutical so people can get the proper dosage.
You recognize?
Thank you. Well, my question is right now, can you walk into a grocery store and there be a head of lettuce for sale that has a vaccine in it. I don't think that's allowed under state law presently. And if it is, and you have to list it as a
pharmaceutical,
are we going to then have Walgreens pharmacists with a refrigerated section? I mean, how's this going to play out?
You're recognized.
Thank you. This is more of a consumer protection bill right here, is to make sure that if you're going in to buy tomatoes and there's a polio vaccine in there, that you are aware of what you're buying has a polio vaccine. The problem you have is if it's not treated as a pharmaceutical, being the size and difference between you and me, how many tomatoes do I have to eat to get the proper dosage versus how many tomatoes that you have to eat? And if you eat too many, do you get a overdose? If you eat too less, like we had in the cattle industry with Aramycin, we weren't dosing our cattle properly, and the horn flies were developing an immunity to it. If we don't have the proper dosage of a vaccine, it could lead to the efficacy of that drug not work anymore.
Talk to me about the lettuce bill for a second.
Yeah, what about it, Doug?
Where did this threat come from?
Came from a constituent who moved from California, who was tied to UC Berkeley out there.
University of California, Riverside, has already perfected the ability to put human vaccines into our lettuce right now.
He brought this to my attention, and at first it sounds absolutely incredible, right? And then he produced
one word for it.
Then he produced all the documentation.
I Googled it after you read this, okay? First of all, it's not fully ready yet.
Sure it is.
How many tomatoes do I have to eat to get the proper dosage versus how many tomatoes that you have to eat? And if you eat too many, do you get a overdose?
What this says is if this technology continues to advance, we just want to make sure that we are having transparency in what people are buying at a grocery store. That's all.
If you eat too less, like we had in the cattle industry with Aramycin, we weren't dosing our cattle properly, and the horn flies were developing an immunity to it. You should know as a consumer, this head of lettuce is a head of lettuce. The head of lettuce right next to it could contain a vaccine in it.
You got lettuce.